Hello and welcome to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Today on Music, Bill from Nothingness is here to play some songs in advance of the release of Nothingness's new album called Being. But before we get started on that, we're just going to play a track by Vancouver artist Summering. We're going to go with Concrete Plans, and then hopefully we'll hear some lovely tunes from Bill.
Thank you.
That was Summering. The track was entitled Concrete Plants. Now I am excited to announce that Bill from the local band Summering is ready. I mean, from the local band Nothingness, getting myself mixed up, is ready to play us a set live in studio here on CITR 101.9 FM. So without further ado, we'll let Bill take it away.
So Thank you. It's your new best friend. Thank you.
All right, that was awesome. That was Bill from Nothingness playing us some tunes here live in studio. I think Bill's going to come in for a bit of a chat, but first we are going to play a few messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Now, when you were starting out as a writer, you were black, impoverished, homosexual. You must have said to yourself, gee, how disadvantaged can I get?
Well, no, I thought I hit the jackpot.
Oh, great.
It was so outrageous you could not go any further, you know. It had to be, so you had to find a way to use it.
Curated by Barbara Chirinos in partnership with VIF Van City Theater, the annual Black History Month film series shines a spotlight on African North American film and history. This year's program encompasses music, political protest, spiritual, emotional, enterprise, and endeavor. The centerpiece of Black History Month at Van City Theater is the exclusive Vancouver premiere of the Academy Award-nominated documentary I Am Not Your Negro, screening from February 24th. Other highlights include Julie Dash's seminal Daughters of the Dust, the music films Molly Blues and Sign of the Times, and a new Canadian documentary about the untold history of black hockey players, Soul on Ice. Need more vitamin D? Satisfy your craving with the February Discorder magazine. Discorder turns 34 this month, celebrating with the Courtneys, Pale Red, Nothingness, Chapel Sound, Pity City, and three Scorching Hothead submissions. The issue looks into the fentanyl crisis, with alternative perspectives leading up to Opioid Awareness Day on February 21st. We also find out what's happening to Granville Island when Emily Carr leaves, and this issue features album reviews of Mittens and Chelsea Grimm, live show reviews of Shindig, Quiet City, and more. Thanks to our lovely sponsors, Recruit in Canada, Geist Magazine, Jazz Records, The Rickshaw Theatre, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theatre, The Wise Hall, The Astoria, Steam Whistle Brewery, and Redgate Art Society.
Time to eat the donuts!
All right, we are back with Muzak for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are joined in studio by Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
What did we just hear?
It's sort of solo renditions of songs I normally play with the band. But it was fun. It's always fun to like reimagine things, come up with new ways of playing them.
Yeah, I imagine, well, this is more acoustic probably than how it normally is.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, most of these songs, actually I think all of these songs came out of me just playing on an acoustic guitar. But you know, it's like it passed through the filter of the band and now it's like back into the acoustic realm.
Right.
So I play it differently than I initially did. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask or tell us a little bit about the band that.
Oh, yeah. So this is normally I play with a band called, Nothingness. That's the name of the band. but me just playing is like, anyways, it's not interesting what that's called.
I'm interested.
Well, I don't know. I just always find it funny. Like I write songs, My band calls me the song daddy. so I do that, and then I really like playing with a band, and I like playing solo too, but and they could be the same songs, but there's something that just feels funny about still calling it nothingness when it's just me.
Right. I mean, song daddy is a pretty
yeah, it could just good be
contender.
Song daddy.
Yeah.
Song daddy. Yeah, but you asked me another thing, and I'm forgetting to respond to it. Oh yeah, well I'll just mention the other people that I play in a band with because they're all really great. So Caton Diab, who performs under the name C Diab, he does amazing sort of hard to categorize, but maybe let's call it like modern classical, grunge classical.
Oh.
Music with a bowed guitar and Paul Stewart and Justin DeVries, who both play in Summering, who I guess you opened the show up with some Summering.
I did, and then confused nothingness with that name, embarrassingly.
All right, well, here we are. Here we are clearing that up.
Yeah, just burying the hatchet.
So we just went on tour. We just did kind of a couple little micro tours, but... or just one tour with like 8 days off in Vancouver in the middle of it.
Ah, yes.
We went out to Vancouver Island, played Nanaimo and Victoria and Pender Island, my old home
cool.
on Pender Island.
That must have been fun. Did you see familiar faces?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. my old neighbor booked the show and did sound and his band played. And then we just got back a few days ago from Alberta and the Kootenays, and like just narrowly missed the huge snow dump. Actually caught the front end
the
of it.
The front end of it, yeah. But, did it make you want to leave immediately?
I think we just like barely squeaked through there. But this is like this is what it's like touring Canada in the winter.
Yeah, the snow is always chasing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good that bands will take the risk to to cross the Rockies.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really gotta be stoic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. You're releasing a new album, is that right? With Nothingness?
Yeah. Yeah. We released it in the way that, you know, the 21st century methodologies of releasing it, which is just like you go into Bandcamp and you find the spot where it says private and then you click it and you turn it to public.
Ah,
like
I actually didn't know that. That's
so it's just in digital format right now.
Right.
Which I'm a lover of vinyl records, but I'm also a lover of the environment, and vinyl records are made from some like pretty nasty stuff.
Right.
So
it's a dilemma.
Yeah, yeah. I'm cool with not releasing on vinyl. I'm also cool with releasing on vinyl, and I find different ways to justify each of them.
It's an ethical
question. Yeah, in both cases.
Yes. Right. Okay.
So we've got an album release show on Friday at Hidden City Records with our label mates, the post rock band Spruce Trap.
Oh.
An amazing band called Moondle.
Moondle.
Yeah, and they're like, I would just have it's like jazz students who have like the proficiency of playing in jazz, but they're like very much not playing jazz music. It's like more in the indie rock kind of
cool.
sphere. They're really fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that show. And then also coming up, I've got a performance at the Western Front on March 9th. Performing some kind of, I mean, my background, my education is in electroacoustic music. So like weirdo music with computers.
Oh, cool.
And
what's the acoustic component of that?
Like recording, like field recordings, a lot of it. So Vancouver in the 70s and through SFU, sort of had this movement, this crew called like the World Soundscape Project, and Barry Truax, who's no longer, just very recently no longer teaching at SFU, was a part of that. And so I studied with him for a little bit. So like playing with field recordings, soundscape music, that kind of thing. So that's like in there, but I also write songs, and like
right.
I'm trying to find like the spot in between those two things.
Right. Okay. So that's different from
Song
Daddy.
Yeah. Well, it's still it's like a different
maybe that's
what I should call Song Daddy.
Call it.
Yeah, cuz then there's a distinction between that and nothingness, and there's different songs in both of them.
Right. Lots of identity considerations to
happen for sure.
In the next little while.
And my name, Bill Young, is like tremendously boring and ungoogleable. So
right.
I'm not self-conscious about it. I just recognize that.
Yeah. You just have to accept it. Yeah. Well, I didn't get a chance to meet you before you played, so I didn't know your last name. So I was referring to you as Bill.
Yeah,
Bill. Bill's your buddy, though, you know?
The Bill you know under 50, that guy.
Right. Like, yeah, that is unusual. That does set you apart.
I'm rolling with that.
A youthful Bill.
Young Bill.
Young Bill. Bill Young.
Yeah.
Could go with that.
It's not always going to work out for me.
Eventually. Yeah, that will... Although then it will become kind of ironic.
Yeah. Hopefully that's like an age where irony really really stands.
Yeah. The future. We'll see. I was going to ask, do you have any songs or anything you want to request? Maybe by other projects by people in the band or who are joining you?
I would love to hear Pale Ink from C. Diab, if it's one that you could find. I'll just rep the people in my band because I think they make some of the best music.
What's the song called again?
It's called Pale Ink.
Let's see. Whoop.
Oh, all there's right. the live version.
Should we go for the live version?
You could.
Or
I think the album. I'd like to hear the album version if you can find it. The third one down.
I do you think?
Yeah.
This is excellent. Beautiful. All right. I think, should we go ahead and play that and then come back? I have one more question
for you. Yeah.
All right. Here is C. Diab with Pale Ink.
Thank you.
All right, we're back on Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. We have Bill from Nothingness in studio with us. Also Bill of many other names.
Song Daddy.
Yeah, Song Daddy. Lots of projects going on. But we just heard a track by C. Dieb called Pale Ink, and this is C. Dieb is...
He's a bandmate, yeah. He plays bass in Nothingness and trumpet as well. And on the album, he did some of his bowed guitar work that you heard in that track. But he doesn't do that live. Too many things to carry around.
Right.
Too much.
Definitely. And yeah, it's a pain to set up.
Yeah, you just kind of want to keep it simple when you're.
That's true. Fewer things that could potentially break.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, so album release show of Nothingness coming up on Friday, solo show on March 9th.
March 9th, yeah.
Just to recap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were curious about the album name.
Yes, that is my final question before we are done for today. Nothingness and being Jean-Paul Sartre, is there a connection there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we named the band Nothingness before. I mean, I guess
before Sartre.
Yeah, before we got that before Sartre nailed it down. No, it didn't. We weren't like that. The band name wasn't really a reference to that initially. But then, actually, it was Caton's idea. He was like, you know. We're calling the album Being Nothingness or I'm Out of the Band.
Oh, man.
No, not. In jest, he said that. He's just always holding that over my head. Love you, Caton. yeah, so then that, you know, that just seemed like a joke that was kind of our style of joke, like something that could be there and like, you know, if you didn't know it was a joke, it wouldn't be a joke. It just, I mean, there's an irony
right.
in like being nothing, like to be nothingness.
Yeah, there's many different interpretations that people could have.
Yeah.
To some, it probably just sounds like these guys are angsty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never, nothing, like nothingness is a concept to me is, I guess it could be like a nihilistic thing. But I don't know. I think there's like a certain kind of Buddhist bent on it too.
Definitely.
And I think like that's sort of where I, you know, am coming from in terms of like having that as a word that is supposed to be some sort of definition for this project I put a lot of work into.
Right.
It just kind of felt nice to have it be like really conceptually it's like simple and open.
Right. Doesn't say too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so hard coming up with a band name and like deciding, you know, this is the thing that, you know, I'm going to work under. I'm going to work under this word for this long.
Right.
It can just be so hard.
And not change it like 10 times.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Or like offend someone.
Right.
Or, you know. Or, like, get super sick of it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's a good one. I commend you.
Thanks.
Nice work.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So we are about out of time. Thank you, Bill, for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. That was excellent. This has been Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next is Cue It Up with John Q. Thanks for tuning in and have a lovely rest of your days.